On the 62nd anniversary of the creation of Israel, or the Nakba as Arabs call it, pro-Palestinian demonstrators delivered a simple message to the new British government. Pressure Israel to end its occupation of the West Bank and Gaza.
These protesters are here today to pressure the new Conservative-led government to press Israel to end its human rights abuses. But many fear that the Conservatives are even closer to Israel than their Labour predecessors, so any change of policy would be a major surprise.
We are dreaming of going back to our homes and land in Palestine, and the right of return is, we can see it will happen very soon. We can see it as a fact because Palestine lives in our hearts as Palestinians, although we are living in the UK or in Europe or everywhere in the world.
We as Jews, we want to give our message to the new government and to the world leaders, our opposition to Zionism and all what it's doing to the Palestinians on a day-to-day basis. The criminal siege of Gaza, the denial of basic necessities for the children of Gaza, and also for the what's happening, the ethnic cleansing of East Jerusalem.
A delegation from the protest, which included several MPs and academics, delivered a letter to the Prime Minister calling for an end to the economic siege of Gaza. They also urged the government to bring Israeli war criminals to justice, to end arms sales to Israel, and to suspend the European Union-Israel trade agreement.
Obviously, we want to see a lasting and just peace in the Middle East, and it's hard to see how that can really be brought about while Israel continues to have a sizable and powerful nuclear arsenal against all kinds of international requirements, continual UN resolutions demanding a nuclear weapons-free Middle East.
What was said by Cameron and others during the election campaign puts them far closer to Israel than the Labour government was, and so that and people like William Hague and others in the new government have strong associations there. Whether the effect of a coalition, because the Liberal Democrats, generally speaking, have a better record on Middle East issues, will in any way mitigate that, is too early to say.
The new Conservative-led administration describes Britain as a close friend of Israel and favours a two-state solution to the conflict. The Conservatives also describe Hamas as a terrorist organisation and are against negotiating with them. So these demonstrators are likely to be disappointed. Every single one of them I spoke to told me they didn't expect the Conservatives to listen to them. But they do hope the wider British public may come to their own conclusions. Roshan Mohammed Saleh, Press TV, London.